Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Hey you guys, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond, and I want to welcome everybody to another amazing episode. And why I can confidently say that today's episode is amazing is because one of the first things that we're going to do is we're going to give a shout out to our guests who have been on PTSD and Beyond podcast. And why we're doing this is because we're celebrating two milestones this week, everybody. And the first milestone is that PTSD and Beyond podcast is now available to listen on Amazon Music. How cool is that? And then the other success, wonderful story that we have to share is that PTSD and Beyond podcast is recognized by the University of Liverpool Students of Psychiatry, and they have listed our podcast as one of the recommended resources. And we're so honored to be able to have that spot and to share that space with so many other wonderful people around the world. They're doing great things to help psychiatry, psychology, and also, of course, the people that we serve and that we help. So people that are affected with and by post-traumatic stress. And again, major, major thank you. So a shout out to our guests who've been on the PTSD and Beyond podcast, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And if it wasn't for the listeners, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And if it wasn't for the people who we help, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So let's give a heartfelt shout out to folks that have been guests on the PTSD and Beyond podcast, Dr. Mike Watson. We've got Chris Diver. We've got Dr. Gus Castellanos. We also have Holy Buckets. We've got Kate Nasser. We have Kristen Jacobitz, we have Dr. Ahmed Hankir, of course, as well as Mark Grusbeck, Mr. Mindful Leader himself. And then I'm laughing here because I'm going through the list here of people to thank. We have, you know, Dr. Gigi Langer and also Tim Grecius, as well as Taylor Jacobson and Brett Cotter, as well as the wonderful Jill Johnson, who also just came out with another book. So there's so many people that we want to thank again for being a guest, as well as it gives us an opportunity to celebrate our successes because we don't take the time to do that enough. And believe me, I'm a person who needs to take that advice a little bit more herself and look in the mirror. So thank you again to all our wonderful guests. Thank you again for the folks, the students, medical students over there at the University of Liverpool and over in the UK again. Very, very honored for that recognition and that spot and that space, as well as Amazon Music. So no matter where you're at now, we're on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and of course, Podbean. So today's episode, why it's so special, is how often do we forget who we are? Now, we talk a lot about remembering who you are in PTSD and Beyond. And I want to bring to everybody's awareness and attention, how often do we forget who we are? And when you're faced with a challenge, you're faced with something that you need to do or a situation that's bringing so much stress and maybe even activating that fight, flight, freeze, how often when we're in those moments do we forget who we are? We forget our talents. We forget our intellect. We forget our ability to be warriors and strong and our ability to handle things. We forget our confidence. I won't say our grit, but we certainly forget our determination, our strength, and our perseverance. So today's episode is we're going to talk about remembering who you are and maybe even some tips on, well, what can I do to remember who I am so I can get back into that flow of, yeah, you know what? You're right. So where this episode came from, guys, is I needed to do something. And I really didn't want to do it because it meant that there was a risk of reliving a large amount of time, years actually. And what's interesting about sharing the story with you and sharing this lived experience is that I know there are others who this story and lived experience will resonate. How often do we have to do something because we're adults and we need to take care of adult business, right? And yet at the same time, we're saying to ourselves, that inner voice is saying, I don't want to do this because it's not safe. See, because people's past behaviors teaches us what to expect. Domestic violence, for example. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And domestic violence survivors will say, you know, I just knew that this was going to come. I knew the fist was going to come. Well, how did you know? Because it happened so many times that it taught them, yep, it's coming. Narcissistic abuse is the same way. You know the wheel. You know the predictability. You know it's going to happen. So people's behaviors teaches us what to expect. It also teaches us about their character. It's not personality differences, it's character. Okay? So when we're faced with those adulting situations and our inner voice is saying, I really don't want to. It's not safe because I know it's going to come. Now, somebody else might argue and say, you don't really know until the situation happens. And while that is true, because we don't definitively, with 100% certainty, know, what we do know is what past behaviors of individuals teach us. The caveat to this is, unless someone says, I'll do better next time, and they actually make the efforts, the actions to do better. And an action to do better could be, I learned about myself, I took a class, I went to therapy, I read a self-help book, I looked on the internet, I read a peer-reviewed journal, I tested some stuff out. I'm actually saying, hey, you know what? I don't want to repeat my behaviors. I'm trying something new here, and this is what I'm going to do, and then I do it, and then I ask for feedback. So how did I do with that? Is that better? Did it make a difference? But people's behaviors, historically, is factual data, and it teaches us what to expect. So when you need to do something, even with ourselves, our own behavior teaches us what we do, what our patterns are. In this situation, frankly, I didn't want to do it because my inner voice was saying it's not going to be safe. Now, how do we then have the value of remembering who we are? And why does it make a difference when we don't want to do something because we're afraid to do it? Or because it evokes that fight, flight, freeze. When we remember who we are, there's an awareness of, yes, our character. So what I ended up doing today, I took the entire day. I couldn't sleep last night. I got like 3.5 hours of sleep. And because this whole thing was on my mind. And I got up and I got on the phone with Mushy. Actually, Mushy called. And because she knew I was awake. I'm like, how do you know I'm awake? Because you're posting on Twitter and it's 4:30 in the morning. Oh my gosh. Right? That's the beauty of Twitter. And it's open 24/7, 365. And at the same time, you know, you're completely transparent, right? Hey, you're up. And so, yeah, I said, I really just, you know, I'm having a lot of anxiety and I don't want to do this. And these are my reasons why. And Mushy said, you know, maybe it's going to be healing. And of course, you know, I was half asleep, which is not an excuse, but I was defensive because I was scared. And she said, "You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me." How often do we need somebody in our life to use a code word that makes us pause? So one tip, everybody, is when you're in a situation where you don't want to do something because the concern is fight, flight, freeze, because the concern is, I know the behaviors, I know what's going to happen. It's really wonderful when you can have a person in your life use a code word that makes us pause to say to ourselves, listen. And what Moshi said was, "You're not listening to me." And I love the way she says it too. "You're not listening to me." And it makes me pause because then I say to myself, "You're not listening. So how can you listen then?" And when you listen and we active listen, then we seek to understand and we also become aware. Seeking to understand and becoming aware. It's wonderful. What does that do? It helps us remember who we are. And it helps us see situations in different ways. See, because also one thing we need to be mindful of is what's our own pattern? What are our own patterns? We're always really good at recognizing other people's patterns. Where the real healing comes in, guys, is when we start becoming aware of our own patterns. And those are breakthrough moments right there, recognizing your own pattern. So here it was, 4:30 in the morning. Mushy said, "You're not listening to me." Of course, it's always with love, right? And makes me pause. And I, okay, what is it? I'm listening. Healing. This is a healing. It can be healing. It's healing, right? So I thought, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the entire day. And that's my mindset. This, what I need to do, I'm approaching it from, this is going to be healing. And I am not kidding you guys. This is something that I did not expect to happen today. Well, first of all, I found a bunch of pictures of my yaya and my grandmother and some pictures of me and the kids that I was like, oh my gosh, you know, where were these from? So while you're going through your exercise of doom and gloom, you might find something that was missing, that was lost. And so I was happy about that. I thought, oh, this is wonderful, right? And then going through all the stuff that I was reading, all these documents that I was reading, I just started feeling really good about myself. Like really, really good about me. And the more that I kept reading, and I have to tell you guys, if I would have read that information maybe 4 years ago, I don't think I could have done it. I think I would have fallen apart. And why I share that too, in all transparency, is when you do this work every day, yes, we're still working on stuff. Would I like to not lose my temper? Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, everybody, you know, does. It doesn't make it right. I'm much better than what I was. But I would really, really, really like to be able to just be like cool as a cucumber all the time. And I know it's not possible to do that. At the same time, reading all this stuff, I mean, I was like, wow, you know what? It proves again that when you make the commitment to yourself and you dedicate your life to yourself and doing this every day, yes, things that would have triggered back then didn't trigger. And the cool thing is we always talk about post-traumatic growth, right? The growth part is recognizing that you're strong, recognizing you did it, and having that sense of, you know what? I am the badass. I really, really am proud of myself. That knowingness. And when you have that knowingness and that kind of an awareness for self, then the next thing that comes is another awareness, which is, always remember who you are. Now, how did I get there? And how can you get there? A couple things we talked about already in the podcast is the awareness of self. So we're aware of other people's behaviors, and that how historically over time those behaviors become patterns. And those patterns are data. It's what we can expect, right? And at the same time, the awareness of, well, what are my patterns? So the patterns of another person, the patterns of myself. And is that pattern one that I want to break, or is it one that I want to keep? And if it's one that our loved ones know we want to break, then they help us with a code word. The code word, mushy, is you're not listening to me, or you're not listening. And we have to have that additional awareness is when someone gives us a code word that we're aware and we say, oh, I got to take a pause, versus I'm just, you know, steamrolling through it because I'm completely unaware of the code word. It can happen. The more we practice, the more we become aware, and we can go back and look at some of these things that are really tough and say, you know what? I did, not only did I do good, I'm really proud of myself. How cool is that? So all day, I've been thinking about the podcast. And I was thinking about, if I'm going through this, right, as lived experience, I know there's somebody else out there who is struggling right now and saying, you know what, I've put stuff off and I haven't done it because I'm afraid of it. I haven't done it because to face it is so scary. So take some of these tips from today of recognizing those fears, validating your concerns, having somebody to say, you know what, listen to me here for a second. This is what I'm trying to say to you. The situation could be different. We can look at it different. And I know you guys have heard all this stuff because, listen, the other thing is that's interesting is I've heard all this stuff before that I'm actually saying to you. I've heard it from other people, but it didn't click. It didn't click. And I don't know why it didn't click. It just didn't. So what I'm hopeful is that there's a listener out there right now who's saying the same thing, that, you know what? I've heard all these words before. And for some reason, listening to you, Dr. Deb, I get it. And you're going to go do something about it. And you'll have your own breakthrough. Because you want to know why? At the end of the day, we remember who we are. Reading those documents, I was like, you know what? And my hands were dry. Remember who you are. I know who I am. And it's not I know who I am based on ego. It's I know who I am. I'm my character, my core self. The awareness is there, and it's so powerful because it means we had a breakthrough and we've grown. We have had that growth. And when we have that growth, it means something's broken, and meaning a cycle's broken, right? And now we can build something else. And you know what that building is, you guys? It's healing. It's exactly what it is. So today, I want everybody to remember who you are, recognize patterns, and heal. Because if I can do it, you can do it. You guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond, talking about remember who you are, healing, and a code word, a simple code word shared out of love. Right? Not listening. Because when we listen, we become aware, and we do, we acknowledge our strength, and we remember who we are. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. I want everybody to have a fabulous day. Please remember to subscribe, to share, to download, and comment, and we'll see each other next Friday. You guys make it a great day, eh?